Hey, I know you don't smoke weed. I know this. But I'm gonna get you high today. Cause it's Friday, you ain't got no job, and you ain't got shit to do.
It's not a Micah Parsons holdout, it's a hold-in. Whatever that is. We've got our eyes on the goings-on at Cowboys training camp in California. Brought to you by Macho Self-Storage, Dallas Men's Health, and Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310, The Ticket.
The Ticket, Dallas Stars, and the Texas Sport for Healing Auction team up to raise funds for Central Texas flood relief. Go to theticket.com and bid on over 150 rare and exclusive sports memorabilia items from more than 80 teams, including the Stars, Mavs, FC Dallas, Dallas Wings, Rangers, and many other pro and college teams. This fund will support both immediate relief efforts and long-term recovery for the communities directly impacted by the flooding. The auction closes on Friday, August 8th, and all proceeds will support the Texas Sport for Healing Fund.
Thank you very much, DJ. Live at Cowboys training camp for our Friday spectacular. Time for a little Friday fun, as you can hear. And it's sponsored by
American League Detection and Twin Peaks Eat Strength Scenic Views.
All right.
Thank you to those fine people. So it was a year ago, David, that we were sitting in these very chairs and you debuted something brand new, known as the Overqueefer.
Yeah, it was an homage to a hardline character from training camps gone by, the Overcusser.
Right.
And the Overcusser would overcuss and try and...
Thus the name.
Try and get players to either ride it out or acknowledge the cussing and question the cussing.
Yeah.
Which rarely happened.
It rarely did happen, and when it did, it was great, but yeah. But the spirit of the Overcusser, unfortunately, it was derailed by folks that work in the FCC office. They weren't fans of it, and so we went our separate ways. But I love that you have brought back a kissing cousin to it.
Yeah, so
they clearly grew up close to each other.
Yeah, so, right. So the evolution of the Overcusser became the Overqueefer. And because at some point since I've joined the show, we realized that the FCC allows you to say queef on the air. And
what an opportunity.
And somehow it became my brand, I suppose.
Well, it's because you...
Somehow, he says.
It's because you tried... I and guys back there, you can correct me if you think I'm wrong. It's the chanting. It is trying to get it going at a Stars playoff game.
Yeah.
Your insistence in bringing it with you to places where it doesn't belong...
Okay, that's fair.
And
where
then,
does it belong, though?
It doesn't belong anywhere.
Queef.
There's a chance that 80% of all listeners of this station had never heard that term until this, and this is their full exposure to it.
Yeah, so this will be the third appearance of the Overqueefer. He made his debut at Cowboys training camp last year. He made a return appearance at the Super Bowl, and he then was on the practice field yesterday here in Oxnard. So if we could, let's go back to a year ago.
Can we maybe just hear like the first minute or so? Because it's my favorite part.
Sure.
Just the chaos that ensues because we didn't know this was happening.
Right.
I sprung it on you.
Showrunners did not know.
I told you that it was an homage to the Overcusser, but that's all I told you.
Yeah. Okay. So here is the original.
So this is Jalen Tolbert with the Overqueefer.
Jalen Brooks.
Last year.
Jalen Brooks.
Yeah. Sorry.
Jalen Brooks here. First day of padded practice. Beautiful weather. Do you come out here and think, man, another day in Queefing Paradise?
Yeah, for sure, man. It's beautiful out here. What's it, about like 72, 74 degrees? Feels great, man. You know, come out here with the pads. It's a blessing to be out here. And it's a great day. It's a great day in California, man.
So you obviously are used to the pads, but the Guardian caps are kind of new. When you put those on the first time, you're like, what the queef is this? These are queefing stupid.
Hey, yeah, they're, I mean, they don't look as, they're not as bad as they look, if I should say that. The first day, for sure, is a little heavy, but, I mean, I think, you know, like RP would say, great ones adjust, so, you know, just adjust to what's going on. So
is your head, like, queefing everywhere?
Nah, I think they did a pretty good job of designing
these. All right, pause it. Okay. All right, we're back here. Yeah, we're back to normal. So
incredible.
It really is. It really is incredible. Okay.
Yeah, so the idea is to think of as many just non sequitur ways to shoehorn that word in.
Right.
And so this year's subject is none other than Bob's one-time nemesis, Tyler Smith.
Friend.
Now he's a friend, and now he's an all-pro.
He was never a nemesis.
And now he is a victim of the overqueefer.
All right, with Tyler Smith, how about Queefin' Hulk, Queefin' Hogan died? Did you hear about that, Queef?
I did hear about that. I mean, that's super unfortunate for the WWE legacy, bro. I mean, R.I.P. him.
Absolutely, R.I. Queefin' P. This weather, man, it's wild out here. It's like a cool queef in your face. Have you had a chance to, like, be outside and have fun on the Queefin' Beach, queef around with your friends?
I have not got to the beach yet. Off day has not happened. Has not happened yet, so no wind. No wind from any source.
Yeah, so it's the first week of camp under new coach, right? And so when you have a new voice in the room, sometimes it's like, queefity, queef, queef, queef. And then sometimes it's like, queefin' a right. It sounds like you guys are all getting behind the message that Shoddy's selling.
Yeah, Coach has a great message.
Yeah. For real. Like, it's like the absolute, like, best queefin' message that he could give as a first-year head coach.
He has a great message, yeah.
The money.
All right.
Okay.
He was so on to him.
He is not having much of this anymore, is he?
No, I think this is about the time in the interview when he looked down and grabbed my credential and looked at it.
He did.
That's all he's
a touched
tell.
Your credential.
Yes, he kind of grabbed it by the corner and leaned it up so he could read who I'm with and what my name is.
Okay, continue on.
The money in this league is getting out of control. Micah's looking at over 40 queefing million dollars. The franchise itself is like queefing $10 billion. Is this a bubble that's about to queef?
Man, I have no idea, bro. Although I am a finance major, cap space in the NFL is beyond me. So
it just keeps queefing growing, right?
It just keeps growing, yeah.
Jerry himself, like we said, the value of the franchise keeps going up. He's so queefing rich. He's got to know so many rich people in the world. Do you think he's ever, like, maybe back in the day, met, like, the queef of England?
I have no idea. I might have to get in his office and ask him. I have no idea.
Maybe there's a picture like him and Queef Elizabeth.
It is possible. I have no idea.
Good to see Dak out here. He looks real trim and spry. He's smiling like a cat that ate the queefing canary, right? When he went down, though, last year, was that just a dark queefing moment where you guys were like, oh, queef, not again?
Yeah, it was super unfortunate. I just hate to see stuff like that, but extremely blessed for him to be back and healthy. Yeah,
yeah, for sure. And last one, you know, the practices have been intense. Seems like that's kind of the tone that Shoddy wants to set, and he wants you to compete every day. So when you're competing, are you more of like a silent, intense competitor where you're like, queef this mother queefer, I'm going to take him behind the queefing woodshed and teach him a queefing lesson? Or are you more like a vocal primal scream kind of a competitor where you're like, queef?
I think the most important thing is focus above all else.
Yeah.
So I'm just a focused competitor, yeah.
Well, we're so glad that you are the anchor of the offensive line, and have a great queefing year, man.
Appreciate you.
All right, thank you.
Unbelievable.
Boy, he wanted out of that so bad.
Queef Elizabeth.
The queef of England.
Yeah. Wow. Just rapid fire.
And there was...
Tyler Smith needed the day off to recover.
There was a little group to my right as I was talking to Tyler Smith that included the members of the fairer sex and perhaps young children. So when I did my primal scream queef, I got a couple of sidelong looks.
Praise queefus.
Something is wrong with this guy. All right. I love it.
That's insane.
I love it so much.